the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Her dress at the Grammys, where she had hooks on her nipples. It's kind of hot.
Give me the initials.
Oh.
I can tell you your name if you want.
I like her.
CR.
Christina Ricci.
No, God dang, really? maybe if it were 1997.
Man, who?
Pink Pony Girl.
Chappelle Roan.
Oh. See, I don't know that I've ever heard her music before. I just like saw her and she looked like...
I think she's pretty.
Marilyn Manson's sister.
She is like, you know, she's a little high strung. You know, she's like everything, you know, one of these anxiety ridden, you know, type celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, I can't take all this attention right now, or I feel put upon constantly.
They're just saying what everybody thought for years. Didn't really say.
Yeah.
You know?
Takes, I feel like she takes homophobia like extra personal.
Oh, is she gay?
I think she
is. Or is she an ally?
She's definitely an ally. She might be bi, but you know, some of those people are like...
It's for Paige Banks, a gay ally.
Gosh, she really does.
Is a coffee shop in there.
You know those people that are offended too much on somebody else's
behalf?
Straight
people drink coffee, too.
Oh, come on.
They do.
I drink
too much.
Iced coffee. So
well, of course you do. You're a woman. Go see Coyote Coffee.
Any kind of coffee, I'll take it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Wow, this sounds like 80s, 90s. That's kind of cool.
Good little mix.
Thank you for that.
How do you hear about music like this? Like through your son or wife? Or
no.
How does it creep into the...
That's the thing, man. Like, I get my son an Echo. He doesn't want it. Doesn't care about it. Wow. He's mostly on the YouTubes. So if I hear something like this, it's like a banner ad for something, or I'm already searching for something else she sings, because I was going to play the country song she does. Lesbian country song,
yeah,
but I'm like, let me do something different. Then I was looking for a mashup. This was a mashup with Tony Basil, Mickey. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's catchy, but I don't want to do it. So let me hear the original. So that's kind of you go down the rabbit hole with other stuff. Like, okay, let me do it that way.
So much of it today. Now, and there's also so much news stuff. We didn't get to earlier.
Yeah,
you were saying, hey, you want to talk about Greg Biffle, and I'm like, well, I mean, like, is there something new? Like, he
and I hate doing
passed
this
away in December.
Yeah, because
his entire family, well, not the entire family.
I feel like you avoid the news on purpose so I can give it to you in here, and I hate doing that to you.
I don't avoid it on purpose. I just, I mean, it's I don't have my head in the sand. I keep up with like the major stuff, but. I will say a little anxiety creeps in when you do actually like watch the news. When I watch the news, it's like I don't understand the mindset of people that do watch it every day and how that relaxes them at night. You know, like let's sit down after a meal and watch the news. Like, God bless.
See, I get the other way about it. I don't know how people, and this is with anything, not really just the news. Like, I don't know how people can watch something and really insert themselves into it. Like, a lot of people take a lot of stuff too personally.
Yeah.
Now, look, I'm not a woman. I also realize I'm not anybody that has a, you know, I got it pretty easy. I'm not a woman. I'm not a minority. I'm not gay. So I don't have really like a dog in the fight with anything. So I can't tell people how to feel. But like me personally, I don't know.
Yeah, but just because you're not, you don't have a, but the people who are don't have a right to tell you how to feel either. Like,
yeah, it's just
that's that thing. Like, we I don't want to read too much into that, but you can't apologize for being a white man.
No, no, and I don't want to tell people that they can't be personally offended when they probably
good
are.
A buddy of mine that's real, like he's a Christian, but he's pretty chill. You know what I mean by that? Like, yeah. You know, he's not. He cusses. He drinks.
But you have empathy for people, certainly.
But he was majorly mad about the Trump. Meme, you know, where he's looking like Jesus or whatever, and I'm like, it didn't bother me that bad. I mean, of all the things, that didn't really bother. I enjoyed him yesterday as Darth Vader. Did you see that? Like, they're making AI. Paige, are you doing the White House's freaking Instagram? Because
no.
It looked like it yesterday.
It
it's
like
crazy.
Because mine has a little dysfunction.
Oh, sure.
I'm personally tired of hearing about the ballroom.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know, whatever that could go.
Talk about the real bunker underneath it.
But when you realize you as one person can't affect change, like, that's really where you start to get a peace.
Yeah.
Like a peace of mind.
Well, so tell me about Greg Biffle and everyone.
So the Greg Biffle situation is, obviously, you said, you know, he passed away. Mm-hmm. A lot of people on that plane, his family.
Yeah.
So after he passed away, do you remember the video of somebody who was trying to break into his house?
Yes.
So they believe that, you know, there were people close to Biffle that knew the layout of the house, knew where the cameras were, even though one was caught on camera, which is kind of odd, broke into his house and stole thousands. They stole cash, $30,000 in cash, handguns, memorabilia,
yeah.
Pretty much wiped it out.
Wow.
So they're like, you know, okay, maybe it was a one-time incident. Somebody knew he'd passed away. They knew where he lived. They went and robbed it. What's the big thing, man?
I know. People are already ruining it on the text. FBI's involved in this?
Secret Service.
Secret Service. You're wrong, Texer. Secret
Service. They're talking about, like, you know, possible bank fraud into the family's finances.
Yeah, that's common.
Businesses. People trying to cash checks on the businesses he had or trying to write them against him, too.
And his family?
If the early investigations of possible family and friends, as of now. Now, look, some people were questioning if what Greg himself knew before he passed away, and that sucks to put that out there, but if you're investigating the situation, you got to kind of cover all angles, right?
Something he knew? Illegal?
Did he know somebody was possibly doing this or trying to do it? Were there monies taken from charities or funneled through them back and forth? You know, that's what they're trying to figure out now. Who knew what?
God.
I mean, they're talking about there are passwords on his computer, accounts that have changed, personal accounts, people trying to log in with things.
Who's
that don't normally...
the executor of the will? Because it's not just him, it's her. I mean, it's the whole, I mean, right, his wife, two kids or three kids?
I think he had the two.
Okay. I mean,
two young kids.
Kids, too. And then somebody is going to go and...
They've got more than 40 search warrants for various places that they're, you know, doled out to try to go figure, hey, what's going on exactly?
That sucks.
We're not even talking about forensic accountants yet. Like, that's going to come at some point.
But what about the charities, though? Like, they're saying, like, there might have been some miscues with financial records for that?
Well, they want to look into it for sure to make sure, you know, everything's on the up and up, just to go through everything.
Man, I would never – I mean – I used to think that would be a nice thing to do, but never have some kind of foundation or whatever in your name.
Yeah.
Like, not in, you know, like I literally thought about doing something like in my mom and dad's name, and then I start looking into it and like, phew, boy. Mm-hmm. Like, and rightfully so, like you should have a lot of eyes on you if you start a foundation. You really should.
Yeah.
It should be fact checked and all that stuff.
Look
and
how easy it is to start a shell company, you know?
Oh, yeah, Lord God.
Quote unquote shell.
Yeah, shell company. Yeah.
So, and you wonder if it speaks to a bigger issue of maybe federal law enforcement should be the first go to? Because I don't know if you saw what Cash Patel was saying about the Nancy Guthrie situation. He was talking to Sean Hannity. He's like, look, they should have involved us way early from the beginning.
Right.
But they didn't. And they didn't even think to get the video, the Ring video, until the FBI stepped in and said, look, did anybody talk to Google to get this video? So he said the only reason we saw it is because the FBI got it.
And God, what is, God, you just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Totally. I was one of those who said, hey, whatever happened to Savannah Guthrie's mom? Where does that stand?
Like, there was no update. That
There's
was the only
no
update. Was Cash Patel talking about in the DNA. He's like, look.
God.
If we were involved from the beginning, we could have processed the results faster at our labs that are better labs than any private lab you would have went to. Because they sent it off to Florida to a lab they always use, the sheriff.
It should have, because if wasn't there something about Mexico that it would have crossed state lines anyway?
Well, there's that, plus the fact that the ransom they wanted to, the reward they wanted to start out with was $1 million.
Yeah.
So the sheriff's office told him, I remember reading about this too, that's too much. That's too much from the get-go. You'll have too many bogus tips. You won't be able to field all the calls that come in. So let's start off with a small amount.
Right.
FBI is saying, look, start off with that big amount from the beginning. You start to knock all that stuff out. So maybe you'll see more insertion of like federal, you know, agencies as far as stuff like this goes, but...
Yeah, but they wouldn't do that. Just one last thing on Guthrie. Like, that was the one thing people were saying. It's like, God, if it's, you know, your mom or my mom, it wouldn't be national coverage or whatever, but it did get the national coverage. So why is it just left like page unturned?
It should have deferred to the FBI immediately because of who Savannah Guthrie is. Because you think, you know, okay, very famous face. Was she a possible target because of who she was? I don't think that's the case. I think it was random somehow.
Yeah.
Because the way they were searching the neighborhood before. Yeah. You know, somebody was walking around a couple weeks to other houses.
God. So who knows about the thing with Greg Biffle? People are saying, the way Fat Boy is saying this, it makes me think that someone in his camp might have been funneling money, and then Biffle.
That's horrible.
I'm as bad as everybody. Everybody loves a good conspiracy. I mean, that.
When the Secret Service is involved?
That's wild, though.
That is
wild.
But why are they involved? That's what I can't find.
But see, these two things, what do they have in common? Celebrities.
Yeah.
You know? If it was your mom, my mom, if it was, you know.
Oh, you could bounce chicks all day if it were us.
Yeah. It wouldn't be.
The FBI wouldn't be looking into it.
No. God, man.
I hope nothing. Look, something's going on, maybe. Obviously, somebody broke into his house and took all that stuff. So at least something's going on there. But you really hope nothing comes back on Biffle and his.
Do you have any ex-wives?
Family. I think he might. I might have to look into that, too. Because they think, look, they're talking about inside his circle, whatever that means.
That's so scary.
Because there was a face plainly on the camera when somebody was breaking into his house.
So they know who it is.
I assume so. Dang it, man. People, look, remember the speculation we heard from people that, you know, we hear stuff from sometimes when it happened? Like, no, that couldn't have been it.
But not family, it's somebody else.
Friends or family is where they're looking at first. That's how it starts, right? You look at the inner circle and then work your way out.
Dude, if it comes out to be what that person's floated early, and it was not Jeremy Clements, by the way. Let's say for sure we're not talking about Jeremy Clements. It was not him. Someone else that we know. We have more than one contact in the NASCAR world.
All the guys listen.
And well, at least the guys in your shop do.
Yep.
What's up to everybody that works for a freaking Rowdy? Everybody in the Kyle Busch camp listens to us. From the, I can't remember his name right now. He sent me the bumper of the car.
Oh, yeah, we still got it, too.
I love
downstairs.
It.
God dang it, who was it?
Oh, I got the one in my house. We have two. The other one. Well, yeah, that's it was signed to me. And the other one was just signed to the show, and it's still.
Well, the one was supposed to be auctioned, and we're like, hey, so you do something with this at some point?
Where are you going
to
put it?
I mean, like, damn.
Well, no, that was the one that they started the bid too high.
Yeah, that's what it was. And they wanted to start piecing it out.
Yeah. Like, oh, let's cut pieces off of it. Nobody wanted a little square off of it unless it's in a ball card.
You ain't Panini?
Yeah.
Why are you piecing them out?
That sucks for him. I mean, that sucks for his family. And it sucks, too, that, like, you know.
It's a huge mystery.
If it is, turns out to be something like, you know, something illegal that was going on or whatever, like, he's got no voice now to ever. You know.
No, and people thought at first he was targeted, like the athletes targeted by the rings.
Mm-hmm.
They were going around,
mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the case. It was inside first.
That sucks.
I don't want anything bad to come out afterwards, but if it does, man, like you said, he can't defend himself.
Money will make people do awful, awful, awful things. They really will. And I'm not just talking about Mark Rubio.
Or. You know, you could talk about Don Jr., possibly in the shell companies.
Yes. And not Marco Rubio. I was talking about Mark Rubio.
Talk about the $4 billion the Trump family's made since his last presidency.
How much, dude, the thing that my boy told me yesterday, I didn't second guess him. I went to look it up, you know. You hear things and you go, oh, let's go look it up. Freaking the amount of money made off of congressional members made off of Spirit Airlines stock, selling it ahead of time.
Like, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Elizabeth Warren won,
for sure. She was the one, dude. Like, I mean, there were several, but she was the one who quietly exited with a huge profit, and then what do you know?
Nancy Pelosi's done it before. Others. Both sides have done it.
Like, let everybody in on this.
At least on the IPOs on some of this stuff. Even if you got a money man, you can't get in on some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Pot Delivery in California was a huge company that I forgot the name of it, but everybody was trying to get in on the IPO and they couldn't do it.
All right, look at the fourth text now. Guys, I've got some inside information on this. I don't know if it'd get anybody in trouble or not, but I'd be glad to call in the show and talk about it.
Look at that.
I don't. You call in and we'll talk to you off there and we'll see what you got.
And don't be a baseball coach trying to pose to, you know, come on and get yours in.
Right. We've done our just due on that today.
That's right.
But for real, and we would just say it's hearsay for now.
We've known Secret Service people too, because a lot of them retire to this area afterwards.
See, no, you weren't even supposed to say that.
I'm Dilligaff today.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. When we return, one of my favorite things about Wednesday. I have just several things I like about Wednesday. Birthdays.
Go ahead and do those birthdays. Is that what you're saying?
No. Why? You want to leave early?
I feel like I should. If I say too much, I might have people waiting for me in the parking lot.
Oh.
Ball coaches with bats and Secret Service guys.
Go out the other door.
Oh, so-and-so. Then people are going to say, oh, that's how they got all that police-grade mace and those bulletproof vests that time.
I want to come back and talk about a chick's bra.
What chick?
Because somebody asked her, hey, where'd you get that bra from? She says, I'll tell you where I got my bra from.
Oh.
I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Oh, okay. We're talking about Best Name Audio now.
Hell yeah.
Good. Yeah, we will be doing that next. I've got several things. I've got one where a famous rap song, the lyrics were read in court. You get to hear that. That's funny. You also get to hear a guy admit under oath how much money he made in the calendar year being CEO versus the amount of money that his employees got. This will make you mad at your boss.
It'll make you sick.
But I think you should ask your boss when you get to work today, how much money did you make last year?
They don't worry about it. Rock things,
Rise Guys. They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work. And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Yes, sir. It is time.
Thank you.
And much thanks to those that tagged us or sent in pieces and clips of audio. In fact, if you hear this and you think your clips are funnier, first off, that's adorable.
Yeah.
You should DM or tag us. You can tag me at OMAFEW. That's OHMAFFEW. It's OMAFEW.
Don't forget about me. You can tag me on theirs too.
Fatboy is at Fatboy933.
Tag us both.
It'll work if you capitalize the B or not, but he prefers the B to be capitalized.
Please do it. And you know what? It really does help because, you know, we can ask each other, did you see this clip? Did you see? And, you know, we might miss one.
And we're not playing the same ones. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. We'll start off with this one. This is from a congressional hearing. Have you heard of the company Boeing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, their then CEO David Calhoun was catching a bunch of flack because they had just fired a bunch of people, laid a bunch of people off, had a massive, massive stock sell-off at the time, and he was one of the guys who sold all his stock. Meanwhile, collecting a very, very nice salary himself. So, in front of Congress, being talked to, and this isn't like crazy political. This is about like those people right now who are like, boy, we're trying to make ends meet out here with the price of gas and all this stuff or whatever. Meanwhile, the CEOs are still raking in tons and tons of money.
He's already got a last name that makes you wonder if he's of that ilk. You know, from South Carolina, Calhoun.
Oh, the Calhoun name.
Yeah.
Here he is being grilled, I say, by Senator Josh Hawley. He's a Republican senator from Missouri. Listen to this.
What is it that you get paid currently?
Senator, that's well disclosed in our proxy documents in each of the years that I've been employed.
Yeah, but what is it?
It's a big number, sir.
Well, let me help you out. It's $32.8 million this year. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does.
It's a 45% increase over last year. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does.
You've got 32,000 machinists. These are American workers who work for you. These are Boeing employees in the Pacific Northwest. Well, they got 1% wage increases over 8 years. 1% over 8 years. You got a 45% increase just last year, and you're making $33 million. You think maybe these folks deserve a raise?
Oh, they will definitely get a raise.
Good. Good. I hope it's a substantial one. And I hope that maybe this will be an opportunity for Boeing under new leadership to reverse course and actually start making things again, start making things in this country again, and start paying its people well. I've listened to your testimony, and you know, it seems like the gist of it seems to be that if you could just get your employees to comply, you know, follow the rules, follow your management techniques, etc., things would be better. I don't think the problem's with the employees.
Oh, it's actually not. It is
no,
not.
I think agree. The problem's with you. You. It's the C-suite. It's the management. It's what you've done to this company. That's where the problem is. The problem's at the top. Your engineers, they're probably the best in the world. Your machinists, they're outstanding. You're the problem. And I just hope to God that you don't destroy this company before it can be saved.
Wow.
I mean, they had issues mechanically.
You go look top to bottom, man. Like, the you know, cost of living, not keeping up with it. But the CEOs are like 5-6xing what they made last year in this time of...
So how do you think they justify that to themselves? Like, what's that logic like? I'm handling decisions.
What it would be like if I wasn't here, you know? Yep. It would be way worse if I wasn't here.
Or they don't know what it's like to run a company. Like, you know, we're keeping them in jobs.
Yeah. But just think about that.
It's a ton of money.
45% raise for him and his machinists in a time where cost of living has... I mean, for some people in certain parts of the country, like, their rent has, like, went 4x in the last 3 years. Think now, about that if that happened to you, man.
Look, I know it's not a great example because it is, you know, the biggest real estate market in the country, but we're saying the average rent in New York City is $5,000. The average.
It's always been expensive there.
Some people can't even get the 3% raise, the quote-unquote cost of living raise.
Right. Yeah.
And some of them have to live in tiny apartments or they share, you know, you can't live without a roommate.
They have to go tandem to the bathroom. If you have to go number two, you have to find somebody that has to go at the exact same time. So you can go reverse on each other.
Oh, yeah.
Very odd.
That is not true. That is not true.
Can you imagine living in a place where there's just one bathroom?
I did it forever and it sucked. You had to go upstairs to take a dump.
What? Where did you live then?
It's like townhouse apartment with just one bathroom.
Oh, wow.
So at that point, you had to ask yourself, well, do you want the bathroom or do you want the laundry facilities?
Oh, yeah, I would want the bathroom.
Yeah.
So, well, now luckily you get both, but you know.
God.
That's at a time where, you know, remember if somebody was in the bathroom, I'd have to go to the grocery store.
Like, see, it's weird, though. Like, you hear what that guy says, and you're, like, making more stuff here. But, see, like, it's the house of cards. Like, if everybody started getting paid what they deserved or earned or blah, 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 then the things that Boeing makes would be more expensive. Even if it's government contracts, it's going to cause taxes to go up.
Mm-hmm. Or they'll definitely make it expensive, like, oh, here's an excuse.
It's like I always say, if a cop beats the hell out of somebody and the family sues and they get $12 million, the cop's not paying it, nor is the sheriff or anybody. The taxpayers are paying it. And we, yay, good for your family. We're going to have to pay for it. Yeah. It always goes back to the taxpayer, and it's bull stud.
So they're looking into raising the minimum wage to $25 an hour.
God bless. I mean, that's absurd.
But you think about that, and how is that going to work into industry itself? Does that mean all scale is going up?
That means, like, I want people to get what they deserve wage-wise, but yet... If all this stuff is made here and we pay people what they deserve, matching the inflation rate and all this, we won't be able to buy the products anymore.
All the goods will be ridiculous.
So it's a catch 22. It's like, oh, I want things made in America, but God, it's so cheap from China. You know, like.
Before we take a break, Paige had a date last night, and then we ran audio from it. I don't know if she's going to get another one after this, but we will play the tape.
You are looking quite beautiful this evening, Eleanor.
Jesus Christ, Stephen, your breath smells like shit, like all the shit. Did you dunk your head in the toilet and just gobble it up?
Again.
I got tagged in that one, too.
She goes on. Dude, there's like a whole treasure trove of those suckers.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you got tagged in this one or not. I've never heard of this line of bra before. Rawr, if you will.
Yeah.
But she's sporting it.
To the girl that asked me, where did I get my bra from? Because you said my knees was sitting up. Lift them knees up and suck your f***ing gut in. Stick out your butt and let's get crump. Let's get crump. Let's get crump. Let's get crump. This a juicy couture for whore bra.
She's saying, let's get crunk.
Let's get crunk.
Oh, crunk.
She's doing a dance too, and her massive jugs are like moving like a waterbed would back in the 80s.
God, do people have, like, women, Paige, ever say, hey, what kind of bra do you wear? Do they? Is that a common kind of thing, like, to a stranger?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever worn that? People have asked me that.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, we should take a break.
Okay. When we come back, I have something that is going to delight you. It's going to take a song that you probably already love, and you're either going to say, I like that version better, or, dear God, don't ever play that again.
I've got a guy who's yelling at his neighbor while the neighbor's getting arrested by the cops.
And wrestling legends singing.
God.
Wrestling legends singing.
If we could just get them back together one more game.
One more game. Well, two of those are not possible anymore. Best Damn Audio continues. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Singing right there with David Allan Coe. The year was 1985. Charlotte, North Carolina, Great American Bash. Dusty Rhodes, Magnum TA, Ricky and Robert, the Rock and Roll Express.
All up on stage at once.
All at once. Oh, boy.
You didn't even call me by my name, baby.
Yeah, even call me by my name. You understand, baby doll?
David, what kind of pillow did you have, David, by the way, baby?
What did you use to get those stains out of your pillowcase?
Why did you go eat lunch down at the Y?
Why were you in prison? Did your mama really get hit by trains?
You have to ask all the questions. It's hard to do a Dusty after hearing Seth Rollins do his. Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here we go. This happened in... this is not brand new by any means. My first time seeing it, though. This happened in a courtroom in Harvard, or at Harvard, I should say. A text was being read, and what they did not realize is that they were reading the lyrics to a popular Nicki Minaj song.
Bitches ain't shit, and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap. Bees in the trap. I bees in the trap.
What does that mean, though?
I bees in the trap. I mean, it means, like, I'm out in the streets. I'm right there in the trap house. You know where to find me. I bees in the trap. Bees in the trap.
I thought it meant balls.
No.
And her hand was the trap.
It means buzzing bees.
No, she bees in the trap.
Like she's there.
I be staying over at my aunt's house.
She is currently present in the trap, is what you're saying.
Yeah, she is there. Okay. If you went on her location right now in her Life 360, she would bees in the trap.
If you're a rapper, like they used to put the lyrics in the liner notes, have a little section called for Peckerwoods so I can understand.
Or like some kind of like translator. I'll be at the drug house. Be at the drug house.
I'll bees in the drive-thru probably at 10:45, Lord willing.
You won't do it. You're not doing it today, are you?
I got to.
We got that 11:30 call.
Yeah, I know. I got to stock up for that. I got you there, too.
Okay. I'll go ahead and take this next one.
Take it.
Some of you have sent me messages saying, please don't play any more of that guy. And I take that as constructive criticism, which makes me know that you really do like it. You enjoy Oliver Chuo. You may not like all the songs that he does, but I guarantee you, you will like this song right here. ladies and gentlemen, Oliver Chuo.
Mama told me.
Oh, it hit.
When I was young. Come sit beside me.
What?
Yeah.
My only son. I listen closely to what I say. If you do this, it will help you. So sunny day.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I blame Looper for the whole that thing, to be honest with you.
What, karaoke?
Because when he started talking about the South Korean, it was popular in karaoke. He's saying Country Roads.
Yeah.
And then from there, we found
that's
the guy.
That's how we found Oliver Chuo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's him singing Simple Man.
God, that was kind of good, though. I like
just it. Just sit beside me, my only friend.
That's a Southern hit. If that don't hit home. And that was the Shinedown version and the Lynyrd Skynyrd version.
Yeah, it was both.
He covered them both.
I swear to God, Matt, if you play this guy again, I'm going to call the ACLU on you. My God. What does that have to do with the ACLU?
Jerome Singleton just fined you. I read, actually.
Jerome stepped down already.
He just suspended you from
God.
All activities.
Maybe. God, really? I think it's so fun to hear him sing. There was another one I was gonna play too, and I would have really driven people crazy then.
I've kept all of his clips.
All right, that's I won't fair. Play any more oh. Oliver Chuo.
I like him.
I love the guy.
Haters?
They can chew on your ass. How about that? Oh. Not giving out any ideas, but, you know, if you had a podcast, Chuo in the Fat or something like
Chuo
that.
Chuo in the Fat. We may be saying his last name wrong. C-H-U-O? How would you say it? Chuo.
It's got to be Chuo, Chuo, right? Like Chuo? The Mexican dessert. Put some cinnamon on them, put some ice cream in them, Chuos.
It's Churros.
That's what it is. No, it's the donkey.
No, you're thinking about the cereal.
That's what it is.
It's a little bee.
You want to take another one? Kind of in a given mood, actually.
Take another what, break?
Clip.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can give you this one. I enjoy this young man as well. Now, many would call him being a hater or whatever you want to say. He's the guy that goes out to places like Walmart and Home Depot and these places, and he pretends that his cousin is missing and he needs some help finding his cousin. So here he is going up to a young lady, unsuspecting, at Walmart looking for his cousin Ben.
Yeah, ma'am, can I ask a favor out of you?
Okay.
I'm looking for my cousin.
Okay.
Ben, could you call for him? Because I've been looking for him. Ben? Overbitch.
Overbitch?
Yeah.
Ben Overbitch.
Yeah.
Attention customers, would Ben Overbitch please come to electronics?
Why would you not think?
How would you not?
Now, don't you run into a filter like, do I know any overbitches?
Never.
Ben.
Probably doesn't exist.
Overbitch.
Overbitch.
It wasn't even Dover like most people would have used.
No. Nope.
Like the old one was Ben Dover. This one was Ben, last name Overbitch.
We see his success stories. You know there are some that he can't get through, right? He just gets busted immediately.
Oh, yeah. I like to see those, too. I like to see when people look at him like, you ain't going to get me with this one.
You ain't getting me.
I ain't never heard of anybody last name Vinyl.
I'm going to take – I got the last one, but I tell you what, it's hard for me to pick. I'll pick this one, and we'll save this one for another time. So this is a guy who's on his balcony. So imagine there's a guy videoing. He's videoing the guy up here on his balcony. And he's also videoing a guy who's getting arrested, who's getting walked out on the ground floor and about to be put in a cop car.
Oh, God.
So while he's filming, the guy on the balcony is yelling at the guy getting arrested. The guy filming is catching it all. Eventually, the guy filming talks to the guy on the balcony.
And we have the audio.
Right here.
Oh, you die, you f***ing prick.
Oh, shit.
I got every right to say what I want with all due respect, officer. So f*** this f***er for shooting up our police, and I hope you rot in hell. And I can't wait till your son realizes what a piece of s*** you are. I'm going to make sure you rot. I'm going to make sure you rot, f***er.
What happened?
Some asshole up here, our plumber, decided to shoot off his gun because he's a psychopath. Because our landlord and owners rent to their family and friends that are all f***ing psychopaths. So we had a guy die of a drug overdose on the first floor. They're still trying to rent out that apartment. And now we got this ass shooting off a gun. He was in you often is. Just sitting there smoking where you're not supposed to be smoking and decided to shoot off his f***ing gun and then scream and yell at his wife or someone.
So the whole time the cop's telling him, hey, stop it. He's telling the cop to F off. He's saying STFU to the cop. I live here. I got a right to say what I want.
So the guy shot at his wife in the apartment?
Shot at his own wife, but was shooting his gun in the apartment.
Good Lord.
That's the guy crazy. Lives up above him. Look, sometimes these segments make you think.
Yeah.
It's not always laughing a good time.
Sometimes it makes you think doing the segment ever again. I read your text and like, what? Man, was it? Maybe it wasn't just that. Maybe it wasn't that good.
Did the 7:30 piss you off? We're trying to get you back.
I know. Oh my God. Like, I think the 7:30 call may have railroaded everyone.
It might have. Like, look, I mean, this is, we're outreaching, man. It's part of the outreach.
Of course, we did start off with like, Cope not coming in.
But that was his fault, not ours.
I know, but then we just kind of like got wham about it. I did, at least.
Well, I still feel that way.
Well, I am too. I hated doing the commercial earlier, but I did it. I'm still going. I'd support him.
I messed it up on purpose.
I will boo him.
I said casino on purpose.
Well, that makes sense. All right, that might be the last best damn audio. Who knows? Who knows? Okay, that or just all texters today are not in a good mood. Maybe that's it.
What is there, like a Cinco hangover? That might be the last baseball call for real.
Wow.
Like, the weekend's almost here, baby. Starts tomorrow.
Yes.
We know how it works.
No, tomorrow's Thursday. If you got some audio, tag us or send it to us at O'Maffew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W, or Fatboy at Fatboy933.
Thank you.
Paige, I don't want to run
yeah.
Here. What are you working on in the Plex?
Well, this might make you excited. Something from your childhood is making a comeback, possibly.
All fifis? Socks with lotion in
them? Oh, my God, no.
Fifis, I thought was for smoking weed.
I thought it was for facilitating an organism.
No, you blow the smoke out of it so it'll you put dryer sheets in there. I've heard.
I thought you do that first, then you do the other thing to it.
No.
Well, you want something to smoke, right?
I thought it was a roll in aluminum foil.
Oh, am foil.
Aluminum, that would hurt.
You're freebasing crack at that point.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.